This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Don't miss special AMI Audio podcasts, folks. These are really awesome podcasts available to you. They're collected from our regular programs on AMI Audio exclusives where you can find them. Whether it's, how you can learn some tech information through Shauna the Shed, to balancing a career on the stage with advancing sight loss in finding a new voice, or quirky news, and I think you might be a bit familiar with this one, via The Buzz with Bill. There's something for everyone. As a matter of fact, Brock, Buzz with Bill drops this Saturday. Wow, first Saturday of the month along there. If folks, you can subscribe to hear this content and download the AMI Audio exclusives from your favorite podcasting platform. Yeah, good numbers on these, too. People seem to be enjoying these podcasts, Brock. It's really wonderful. So fedora's off to the people who create them, the people who are working on these. It's really nice to see. Speaking of working on, Brock, I had a note here earlier in the week that I haven't had a chance to get to on air that I think the Kelly and Company audience would like to know about. So let's bring Jeff Ryman in so we can spread this piece of gossip and get some confirmation.
From fashion to travel, pets, and more, we cover it all on the Lifestyle Report with me, Jeff Ryman.
Ryme, thanks for being with us. Hope you're having a good Friday.
Yes, very good Friday. How are you guys?
All right, very good. And you're even better, and that makes us better. Brock, did you see this news? This gentleman over last weekend who proposed to his lovely fiance.
Yes, I did see that.
I did indeed propose, guys. It was kind of a long time coming, I guess. I mean, we've been together for over 3 years. We own a house together. We have a cat and a dog and a bird. Can't forget about the bird. So I think it was just about time, you know, before I got down on one knee and proposed. And we went ring shopping in the summer. So, you know, I wanted to be sure because it would have been the worst thing if I went out, got a ring and she was like, oh, yeah, I love it in the moment. And then like a week later, she's like, yeah, we're going to have to return this. This isn't looking very good.
And do something about this purple finger, can you? And all. Yeah. So I mean, she was aware it was coming, obviously, with the with the ring business being done and knowing at some point. But I think it's wonderful that she gets that. I wonder when.
Yes, exactly. Kept her waiting. And I kind of surprised her. So what I did was I went out. And I said I was filling up air in my tire. I'm going to use quotations, air quotations with that. Went out to the store, got a bottle of wine, got some roses, and then came back. And she was just sitting on the couch. And we were all dolled up anyways. I mean, I was already, getting ready to go out because we were going to the keg because we're celebrating she got a new job. So we went out for a nice dinner at the keg. So she was already wearing a nice dress and I was already wearing a nice little outfit as well. So it's not like I did this in my underwear or something just out of the blue.
Brock, I got home. What is that you're going to say? Thank goodness. I got to watch out Brock's head here. His brain now is like, you know, just stuck there. So
I got home, just walked in, gave her the roses, dropped down to one knee and just asked her if she would like to marry me. And short, sweet, simple, to the point. And I didn't give that, you know, spiel beforehand, that speech beforehand. I felt like it would have gone terribly wrong. I would have probably said some weird things and because I was probably nervous, which I was. And mm-hmm. So I proposed, she accepted obviously. And then I told her, you know, I love you. We exchanged I love yous and whatnot. And then we went out to the keg and of course got the free dessert because, you know, we said we were celebrating an engagement. So moral of the story is I'm engaged, but even better, we got a free dessert. So there you go.
Awesome. Oh, that's really
amazing. Jeff, just out of interest, how long did you know when you were going to propose, or was it kind of like a spur of the moment? You said you went in the summertime, but did you have a rough time as to when you were going to do it?
Yeah, rough estimate. I kind of wanted it to be done before the Christmas rush. Did not want to propose during Christmas. It's just not my style. I don't really want to be at the center of attention or take the attention away from the holidays. So I figured, you know, probably now would be a great time. And yeah, I think it was fairly spontaneous, although there were a couple of nights where I just would wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning and would just be wide awake, like doing like wide awake, and just would be thinking about any different way in which I could do this. And I was thinking, you know, I could go extravagant, or where should I do it? How should I do it? And then it just boiled down. Like, that's not me. I'm a pretty simple person. I like to keep it sweet. So I figured, you know, what better than just some roses, a bottle of wine, and a ring in our beautiful house that we love as well. So I wanted to keep it short and sweet to the point, and that's exactly what I did. But like I said, I was thinking about it probably a couple weeks prior, and then I figured that last Saturday would be the day that I would do it. So I had that one circled probably for about a week or two.
Awesome. So have you had to put up with a lot of people saying things like, why didn't you come home after that whole tire business, put the wine and the flowers down in front of the car, stand next to the car and complain out loud till she came out and said, what's the matter? This tire's flat again. Look, help me out. Kneel down there. And the ring be sitting on the stem of the tire. And then she'd catch a glimpse of the bottle and the flowers as you both kneel. Anyway, I'm sure people have all sorts of ideas of way Jeffy could have done it, right?
Absolutely. I think everybody's gonna have a different opinion, right? Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's proposal is different than you know, there's no such thing as the same proposal. It's gonna be different in a certain aspect or not. So maybe you just gave somebody a great idea, Kelly. Maybe somebody listening is thinking, okay, I'm gonna write this down.
Put it on the stem.
Yeah.
Until you forget, you get carried away and drive away and forget she didn't take it off the stem. Where are we starting with? We're here with lifestyle headlines.
Absolutely. So to get back on track here, sticking with shopping, I guess I had to go ring shopping, but obviously holiday shopping is something that a lot of us are going to be doing or already have done. I mean, Black Friday was last week, so I think a lot of people went out and already bought a bunch of things. But I know we've talked about this before too. We had Deloitte on to talk about their holiday retail outlook, and this article specifically comes from the Canadian Press, and it sort of is, they've gathered other surveys and sort of put them all in one, including the Deloitte one, actually. But apparently, so obviously Canadians, I think, all in all, are going to be spending a lot more this year with a little bit more certainty around the pandemic. Maybe not. I mean, obviously, we're still very much in a pandemic. Don't get me wrong. But I think a lot of people are more optimistic. We're able to see family and friends. At least up until this point, we're allowed to see family and friends. So people are feeling encouraged to go out and about and spend a little bit more money. That's the bottom line. So they've gotten a couple of different opinions from various different shopping surveys. And the first one is Accenture Canada's 2021 holiday shopping survey. And that was released on Thursday, or at least last Thursday, that found adults with kids who believe in Santa are expected to spend the most this season, followed by parents in general and baby boomers. So there's a real generosity of spirit, said Susanna Kolick, a retail consulting leader at Accenture Canada. More consumers will be spending more this holiday season. So they'll be spending an average of $635 in 2021, an increase of just shy of $120, or more than 23% compared to 2020. That's what that survey found. Deloitte Canada, in which we actually had a guest on, I believe it was Marty Weintraub last week,
yep,
talked about their 2021 holiday retail outlook, suggesting spending could be even higher than that $635. The report found Canadians are expected to spend an estimated, get this, $1,800 on the holiday,
good
an increase
grief
of 31%. I know, it's a lot of money.
Oh my
And 8% above 2019. So that was still pre-pandemic. So 8% higher than 2 winters ago. And with larger budgets, a declining pandemic concerns, I'm going to say that pretty loosely as of right now, Shoppers are expected to make a big return to the malls and brick and mortars. That, according to JLL Canada's 2021 retail holiday survey.
Do they say why they think that? Is it because we've been through a rough time? Let's try to get things back on track, make the family feel better, and make myself feel better.
Yeah, I think it says in this article, actually right off the top, it said that people have been able to save a little bit more money throughout the pandemic. I think a lot of people are, well, like myself, are working from home. So right there, that saves me a couple $100s on gas money or transportation per month. People are feeling more generous because maybe you didn't see your last year. A lot of people were in that situation where they did not want to leave their house, or I guess technically they weren't even allowed to leave their house to go see family and friends. So a lot of people are thinking, we got to make up for lost time here. And they're returning to shopping malls, which is also a big deal, which I don't even remember if last year around this time of year, if those stores were open. I believe in Ontario they were, but don't quote me on that because we've been through so many lockdowns.
I remember the Boxing Day thing, the whole wait till Boxing Day, they were good. Then the premier said, we're going to open them on Boxing Day. Of course.
Yeah. So I don't know about you guys, but I haven't even started my Christmas shopping. I don't really have too much to do. Erin, my fiance, actually has been handling a bunch of the shopping for us this year. I only have my side, and I'm going to say my side as my mom, my dad, and my brother, but I typically get them roughly the same thing each and every year. It's just sort of a tradition. But yeah, I don't really expect to go out to a mall. I actually haven't been to a mall. I think
how do you feel about a mall? Because it's a bit confusing. Where are you comfortable to go in stores? I'm assuming because you'll go to a gym.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, the gym is one thing. You know, everybody's cleaning all the time, so that's good. But I mean, you're also fairly close to people. Malls, I'm comfortable with. I really am. And as long as it's not crowded, I don't think I would go there on a Black Friday, like last Friday, or a Boxing Day, or any other day where there's just a ridiculous sale, where there's probably going to be a high capacity within that store.
But I don't really spreading like all that
shopping
out.
Anyways.
So they're spreading, they are. And I'm going to assume the Black Friday stuff will finish up maybe this week or this weekend, and they'll start already in a week or so going into the Boxing Day.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brock.
The other thing too, for me, like when we look at Christmas shopping, is as long as there's still a limit to how many people can get into the smaller stores. Like if I walk past a store and it's like wall to wall people, I'm like, meh, I'm not doing that.
Right.
If there is that limit where they say we can have, say, 25 to 50 people, depending on the size of the store, then I'm okay with it. But if you're just a free for all, no, I'm not good with that shoulder to shoulder. I'm not about that.
What I would recommend is also going in with a bit of a game plan. And this is what I typically would do on any given year, is that you should already figure out what you want to get somebody, or at least have an estimated idea about what you want to get. So say if you're going to get your nephew a video game, you know, figure out which video game you want to get, go to the game store. And so hopefully you're in and out rather than just browsing around and looking around and trying to figure out what you want to get in that moment,
and do the same thing. So much stuff, right?
Yes. Yes. Or, I mean, also we can do things online now. That's the beauty of technology. If you don't want to lose, you can pretty much buy whatever you want from that company's direct online resource if they have it. If not, I mean, there's Amazon out there too. I mean, for me personally, I've been doing a lot of stuff online the last couple of years, but if you're going in store, try to have a game plan, and then hopefully you're in and out pretty quick. And if you're like me, I don't really like shopping in stores. I tend to get pretty antsy if I'm in stores for too long. So yeah, have a game plan.
Okay. Thanks, pal. Jeff Ryman here with Lifestyle Headlines, and we will have him return to us for Cut for Time later on right here on Kelly and Company. We have our app update. John Beeler, he arrives in just a moment to tell us a little bit about what's going on out there, has a few great items to discuss. We speak to him after this on Kelly and Company.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.